As I said, the only thing better than a Tech Tuesday, it's a Website Wednesday. Sarah Kenzie is joining us after a little extended weekend trip. She's here because, well, we got another great email coming out to our listeners today. Sarah Kenzie is live in studio joining us. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Brian, and good morning, Brenda.
This is a lot of fun because this is your first opportunity to join us on the Morning Blend with the new name, Brenda and Brian. So we like the alliteration. So it's exciting.
I like it too.
Brian, Sarah joins us because she manages to find just all of the best content that Mater Dei Radio is putting together every week. And, well, with this Parish of the Week project that we've started at Mater Dei Radio, she has found incredible ministries and histories of all of our parishes here in the Archdiocese of Portland. This week, Sarah, you and I were talking in honor of this month's dedication and the feast day this week of the Sacred Heart. Many people going to be headed to the coast to enjoy some of this beautiful weather that we have in store, but they need to remember to take God right along with them, and they can go to church when they go get an ice cream at Tillamook.
That's right. And I know you announced this yesterday, but our parish of the week is Sacred Heart Catholic Church and Tillamook. In Tillamook, and also their mission of St. Joseph in Cloverdale. And I have a special soft spot for St. Joseph's. My family goes to Pacific City a lot, especially growing up. And so we've spent a lot of time going to Sunday Mass there at St. Joseph's. It's that beautiful white church with the steeple, and it's on this beautiful hill that kind of overlooks all these green valleys. And it's just beautiful and stunning inside. And so I got a shout out the St. Joseph mission because I have a special place in my heart for that mission. But Sacred Heart and St. Joseph have so much going on. They have Mass every weekend. They've got a vigil Mass. Sacred Heart has two on Sunday, one in English and one in Spanish. And then also there's also Mass at St. Joseph as well. There's even weekday Mass at Sacred Heart. So if you're there for an extended weekend or a week, weekday stay. They've got Masses on Tuesday evening and also Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. And, you know, those parishes are so special. They're so, you know, it's a small community, but they're so tight-knit. And I love hearing about the history of some of these, you know, communities out there on the coast. And I know many of the families have been there for a long time. And I know St. Joseph just celebrated their 100th anniversary a couple years ago. And so I remember they had a big gathering for that. And everyone was just sharing how close everyone is and how involved they are in just keeping those parishes going. And pastor is Father Angelo Tay. And they just seem like they have a lot going on. A great Catholic Daughters, Knights of Columbus, lots of bilingual activities, especially for things like their recent First Communion Mass.
So, Sarah, I look forward to this e-newsletter that you put out in my email every single week. And it's just jam-packed with so much great information, even, you know, outside of the Parish of the Week. So
sure.
For those who aren't currently subscribing to it, how do they do so? And what are some things that they can expect when that hits their email every week from Mater Dei Radio?
Sure. So the easiest way is just go straight to our website, materdeiradio.com, and there's a sign up button right there for that email. Or you can go to the Hail Mary Media app and just go to the homepage, and there is a sign up there as well. And so you just sign up there, and then you'll get a weekly email from us. And this week, you know, we've been celebrating Sacred Heart Parish for the Feast of the Sacred Heart coming up, but we have a couple other features around the Sacred Heart this week. One of them is that we have a lot of Sacred Heart prayers on our Hail Mary Media app. And so we actually have a special feature this year where if you go to the prayer reminders, you can actually sign up for a daily reminder to pray in devotion to the Sacred Heart. So kind of like we started doing with prayers to St. Joseph or the Blessed Virgin Mary, you can just sign up for a daily prayer reminder, and it won't go to a specific one, but it'll take you to the menu. We've got a whole list of different prayers, so you can kind of maybe mix it up, try different prayers, different days. But we're doing that this month in honor of the Sacred Heart, which we're really excited about.
Sarah Kenzie is our digital disciple here at Mater Dei Radio. She's joining us this morning because it is a website Wednesday. And if you are not getting our emails, as Brian just asked, we'll follow those instructions and you can get today's email if you sign up today. Well, Sarah, again, we love that email that comes to us. And again, so many great things that we highlight on the morning blend. We had a lot of fun both before and after that Eucharistic procession. Ken Anderson, the state deputy of the Knights of Columbus for the state of Oregon, he invited everybody out there. And then he was so excited, he yelled to everybody, Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
It was so wonderful. And that's one of the emails, one of the interviews that are highlighted this week, too.
Yes, I wanted to highlight, you know, kind of the report of what happened afterwards. It's so exciting to see. I've been following on social media all the different routes that the Eucharistic procession is taking, and it's going so far on the western route, I'm just so excited that it got to go through Oregon for a little bit. And so I loved hearing Ken's recap and just, yeah, the excitement that he and everyone else that was there had. And it's just a great way to kind of hear what happened in our local community.
Brian, we know there on the east side where you are at Salt and Light Radio, there was a big following there too, because that Eucharistic procession came right through your area.
And we were lucky enough that the route that it took through southern Idaho, we had stations along the way. So we actually had our station van and our social media person followed the Eucharist all across I-84,
wow,
all the way to Preston, Idaho, where it was passed on to the Diocese of Salt Lake. But so many people were incredibly touched by this unique opportunity of the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage coming through Idaho. And I echo what Sarah said. It was just, it was amazing. And I'm glad that everybody had that opportunity to take part in it. So I'm looking forward to reliving Ken's recollection of that time during its time there in Oregon.
Oh, for sure. Of course, Ken was like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
Even one of the walking pilgrims talked to a reporter from Catholic News Agency. He said he could not believe how many people came out to the procession that he experienced in these little rural churches and areas as they
sure
moved through Oregon and into Idaho. So, we showed up strong for sure to welcome our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament as they made their walk through the West. Well, Sarah, you also like to highlight a show every week. Boy, one of our very popular shows, I get to talk with Terry Ross about every other week about sacred liturgical music. He put together a special program for the Feast of the Sacred Heart.
Yes, I thought that this episode of The Glory of the Mass was perfect for this week because usually he's focusing on the Sunday feast or the Sunday liturgy, but then sometimes we'll throw in maybe an extra song or two for a feast. But this one was special because it's dedicated to the Sacred Heart. And so I love listening to this program, and I always learn so much from Terry about all these different composers and the types of music, but also just really uplifted by the beautiful sacred music. And it's just a very, if you need something to kind of calm you and kind of just help you reflect, you know, listening to The Glory of the Mass is just a wonderful opportunity. So we'll be highlighting that episode in this week's email.
All right. So that email is coming this afternoon to your inbox. Be sure to open that up and take a look at what's going on here at Mater Dei Radio. Sarah Kenzie, always a great morning when we get to talk. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.